If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Justin Simone, who said, "As always, I love your channel." You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Now, let me say right off the bat that the title of this video is not fair. The refusal to pray for the dead is not universal among all Protestants. And since the point of this video is to show that praying for the dead is a normal and commendable Christian practice rather than one that should be condemned, I would like to point out that many Anglican communities say prayers for the dead. C.S. Lewis, who also believed in purgatory, said, "Of course I pray for the dead. The action is so spontaneous, so all but inevitable." And the United Methodist Church website says this: "The United Methodist Book of Worship includes some prayers for the dead. A litany for the church and for the world strikes a balance on how we may remember the dead in prayer. Its petition reads, quote, 'We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom.'" John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, stated, quote, "I believe it to be a duty to observe to pray for the faithful departed." This is not to say that praying for the dead is a common practice among these Protestants, but there is no prohibition. Evidently, even some Lutheran congregations do practice prayers for the dead, and Luther himself said, quote, "I regard it as no sin to pray for free devotion in this or some similar fashion, quote, 'Dear God, if this soul is in a condition accessible to mercy, be thou gracious to it.'" However, the most recent edition of Luther's Small Catechism, widely used among the communicants of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, recommends, quote, "For whom should we pray? We should pray for ourselves and for all other people, even for our enemies. In Scripture, we have no command or encouragement to pray for the dead. Those who die in Christ do not need our prayers. Those who die apart from Christ cannot be helped by our prayers." So I don't pretend that praying for the dead is widespread and common among these Protestants, but yet again, it's the evangelicals that are at issue when it comes to prohibiting prayers for the dead, even condemning it. They are the ones who refuse and condemn the practice of praying for the dead. Yet the members of the true religion have always prayed for the dead, that they be loosed from their sins. The people of the true religion are this: the Old Testament religion, which would be the Jews, up until the time of Christ. After that, it's the Christians. Now, Christ established one church, and that church is the Catholic Church. However, its members are those who are baptized. They make up the body of Christ. In this life, that would be Catholics, various Orthodox, including the Oriental Orthodox churches, a few other schismatic churches, such as the Polish National Catholic and Old Catholic churches, and the various Protestant churches, which includes evangelicals, such as Baptist and Assemblies of God, etc. But it's only Protestants, and again, not all Protestants, who refuse to pray for the dead. I don't have to convince anyone that Catholics pray for the dead. And since purgatory is intimately tied in the minds of a lot of people when it comes to praying for the dead, let's look at what the Catholic Church actually teaches about purgatory. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says, "All who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation, but after death they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven." The Church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect, which is entirely different from the punishment of the damned. The Church formulated her doctrine of faith on purgatory, especially at the councils of Florence and Trent. The tradition of the Church, by reference to certain texts of Scripture, speak of a cleansing fire. Purgatory is only for those destined for heaven, not for the damned. The souls in purgatory are not yet perfect, so they can't enter into heaven yet. They have to be purged of their imperfections, hence the word purgatory. Our prayers and other activities the church designates can help those souls in the purification process. This belief does not come from the Catholic Church, but rather from the Jews. Jews to this day pray for the dead, and this practice predates Christ. We see this in the second book of Maccabees, 2 Maccabees 12:46. It is therefore a holy and wholesome thought to pray for the dead, that they may be loosed from their sins. Even if you don't believe that the Maccabees are scripture, like the early and the vast majority of Christians worldwide today do, you have to admit it's historical. In other words, it describes an actual historical event, the Maccabean victory over the Greeks, and the events surrounding the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah, which Jesus celebrated. Since this belief was present in the Old Testament religion at the time of Christ, one must ask, if praying for the dead is at best pointless, at worst condemnable, then why didn't Jesus say so? Why did Jesus not condemn it? He routinely condemned the practices of the Jews that were not part of the true religion, but rather crept in. Those Protestants are quick to point out that Jesus says nothing about praying for the dead. Yes, which should tell you that Jesus expects it to continue, otherwise he would have condemned it. The early Christians prayed for the dead. The Bible itself contains a prayer from Paul for his deceased friend, 2 Timothy 1:18. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. Paul also talks about a practice that many early church fathers say was doing penance for the dead, 1 Corinthians 15:29. Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead, if there is no resurrection of the dead? The Orthodox churches, though they are quite quick to say they don't believe in purgatory, pray for the dead and admit that the earliest Christians did also. Why pray for the dead if you can't help them? If they're in hell, no amount of prayer will help them. If they're in heaven, no prayer is needed. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be able to sufficiently answer that question, and if any Orthodox Christians watching this wish to correct me in the comments, please feel free to do so. But I did go to several Orthodox websites and Reddit threads to answer this question, and from what I can tell, the answer is because Scripture and tradition tell us to do so. Like Catholics, the Orthodox consider 2 Maccabees to be Scripture. There also seems to be the belief that our final resting place of either heaven or hell is not determined until the general judgment at the end of time. Some believe in soul sleep until then. Others believe most people go to Hades until the final judgment. Either way, our prayers and almsgiving for them can make the difference between spending eternity in heaven or hell. Some Orthodox Christians believe in the aerial toll houses, and the number is not insignificant, and this is somewhat controversial in the Orthodox communities. Now, I'm getting what I'm about to say from Wikipedia, so again, if I butcher it, feel free to correct me in the comments. According to this belief, there are 20 toll houses that each soul must pass through on their way to heaven. Each house represents a sin. These houses are sins of the tongue, lies, slander, gluttony, laziness, theft, covetedness, usury, injustice, envy, pride, anger, remembering evil, murder, magic, lust, adultery, sodomy, heresy, and unmercifulness. As the soul goes past each toll house escorted by angels, a demon is there and accuses the soul of committing the sin the toll house represents. The life of the soul is examined, and a toll of good works the person has done must be paid to cancel out the debt for having committed that sin. These good works are offered by the angels escorting the soul. If the good works done by the person in this life is not sufficient to get him past all the toll houses, the soul will eventually be dragged into hell by the demon manning the toll house the person could not sufficiently pay. These are where our prayers and good works offered for the soul come in. We can pray for the soul and do good works, giving them the benefit, and they can use it to pay the tolls, getting them past all 20 and into heaven. Yes, the Coptic Christians pray for the dead. As to why, I found this statement on a Coptic website. Sometimes there are transgressions that are committed unknowingly or inadvertently that the departed person did not pay attention to and didn't offer repentance for them. The church prays for these transgressions so that God may forgive them. I found this statement on an Ethiopian Orthodox website. definition of places where the soul of the righteous and unrighteous go after death will help for a clear understanding of the church's stance. Sheol, or Gehenna, corresponding to the purgatory of the Roman Catholic Church, is the place of suffering where, after the private judgment, the souls of the unjust are detained till the last judgment. They may be delivered from this suffering through the prayers of the faithful, masses, alms for the poor on their behalf, and then get to Gehenna, where they live happily until the last judgment. Gehenna, or paradise, is the place of happiness where the just, righteous, or holy souls live until judgment day. Then they will join heaven itself, the abode of God. Gehenna is the permanent place for the unjust after the last judgment. So as you can see, only Protestants refuse to pray for the dead. I would also point out that Protestants are the last Christian group to come into existence, beginning in the 16th century. So they have absolutely no connection to the early Christians, except through the Catholic Church, regardless of what they claim. Their refusal to pray for the dead is the new thing. Now, why am I bringing all of this up? To show you that praying for the dead is the normal Christian practice. It is the condemnation and refusal to do so that's odd and abnormal. And because you need to start praying for the dead. That's why. Until my next video, God bless.